When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Not using your turn signal on the highway, and then also slamming on the brakes and then putting the turn signal.
The people that don't use their turn signals drive me nuts.
Not using your turn indicator, changing lanes. And there's people who will turn on, move over to the right, and then they'll just leave it on and drive down the road for 2 or 3 miles.
It would probably have to be a lack of signaling, especially left signals.
It's smart to let other people know what you're doing so that they're not running into you.
Oh, I can't stand when people don't put their blinker on. And I can't stand when people do a blinker and then don't do anything. It just drives me crazy.
People not using their signal. People staying in the left lane and tailgating.
I'm a driving instructor. Everything is a pet peeve to me. Not using your turn signal. Drifting to the left or right. Texting and driving. Literally, all of them.
I've got two that both seem to happen pretty frequently here. One is just not using your turn signal on the highway. I would say motorcyclists are very good at not doing that. And they're just weaving in and out of cars and stuff. And I'm like, that seems very unsafe, but you do you. And then also this is one I've noticed more in Austin than any other city, but it's the slamming on the brakes, and more so in residential areas, but slamming on the brakes and then putting the turn signal on, like, oh, I'm going to turn. Every once in a while, I'm like, okay, this car looks like they're going to turn soon, so I'll be ready. But usually it just comes out of the blue. They're going at a normal pace, and then they're like, whoa, that's where I need to turn. Let me just immediately stop without even paying attention of who's around me. And thankfully, it's never resulted in rear-ending anyone, but one of these days, I'm just waiting for it. I'll be very sad.
Turn signals. Honestly, people that don't use their turn signals drive me nuts. And just courtesy on the highway. I mean, especially when it comes to merging, everybody's so out for themselves. For the love of Pete, man, when you get to those merges, just alternate one after the other and go in. No, let's all get up there and we're going to have a standoff right where the merge ends. And then it's blowing horns and hand signals and everything else and yelling at each other. And I just want to get to work.
Probably this thing about not using your turn indicator, changing lanes, that is the one that I see people do that, and I say they're flirting with trouble. Someday, statistically, if you're doing a lot of lane changes on the highway and you're never using the turn indicator, you're creating a situation that could be a bad accident. But as a commercial driver, you try to watch people, and you'll maybe see a pattern of somebody that just doesn't use a turn indicator, and then you may just decide to slow down and let them get miles ahead. But yes, use your turn signals on the highway. Check your lane, flip your turn signal on, move over, shut it off. Otherwise, you could have an accident. And there's people who will turn on, move over to the right, and then they'll just leave it on and drive down the road for 2 or 3 miles. And you know that they forgot to turn it off. But yes, turn indicators. Use them properly and try to pay attention when you're on the highway. People are moving fast. And get out of the way. Get over in that right lane. If you're going slow, get in that right lane. If you're going fast, get in that left lane. But pick one and stay in one. Don't go back and forth.
It would probably have to be a lack of signaling, especially left signals. I can remember even back when I was still in high school, my friends and I used to joke. One of them referred to it as a complimentary left blinker. After you've been sitting at the light and the person's been there and the light finally turns green, they then at the very last minute turn their left blinker. I mean, it's really not helpful.
Well, I mean, I suppose I still don't like it. In fact, I think I was going someplace with my husband the other day and somebody, they're in front of us and they almost stop in the middle of the road and then they start turning and then they turn on their blinker. And I'm like, what is the purpose of this? Like, yes, we figured out that you were turning when you were turning. Maybe you could have let us know a little bit before this. So I suppose that the answer to that would be yes. I just think it's really rude. Yeah. Plus, it's smart to let other people know what you're doing so that they're not running into you.
Oh, I can't stand when people don't put their blinker on. or when they're going over to the left or going over to the right, and they just go in. And it's a twofold of this. So the first one is when people don't put on a blinker and then want to get in front of you, that drives me nuts because I can't tell that you need to go over and you just are just getting in my way. So it's why. Then the flip side of it is I can't stand when people do a blinker and then don't do anything. So you're waiting for that person to go over and they're not going over. You're just thinking, what's going on? And then you just zip right past them because you think I'm not waiting forever. So I can't stand either side of that with the blinker. It just drives me crazy. I can't stand it. I don't like it. Just if you're going to use your blinker, do what you're going to do. If you don't put it on and you're trying to get over, it's just rude. And likewise, if you put it on and you don't do anything, that's also rude. So that drives me a little crazy.
When I'm the one actually driving, it's a toss up and maybe a tie between the old trusty people not using their signal. It's maybe a three-way tie. People staying in the left lane drives me bonkers. I'm a terrible passenger because I will tell somebody that they're in the wrong lane still. And also a safety thing, back to the defensive driving, my stepdad taught me this. When you're going to pass a tractor trailer on a freeway, you should wait until the car ahead of you gets all the way past it before you attempt to pass them. And once he explained it to my younger self, it made perfect sense. But most people don't do that. When they don't do that, I immediately start seeing everything bad happening in my head. So that stuff drives me nuts. And then when I'm a passenger, it's tailgating. I get so anxious and angry and behaviorally childish. We can ask, she's not here, but we could ask Laura. She will vouch for me. Like, you need to leave a whole car length. Otherwise, I'm panicking a little.
No blinkers and trying to get over in front of me when there is clearly not space for them to get over in front of me and there's nobody behind me.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.